If you want to do scripture, if you want to put stuff on stream,
yeah, no, I've been chasing them the last couple of Wednesdays.
You can play with it, get familiar with it, to fluid, and when you're ready and you want to, throw up on screen. He won't be able to see, he don't pay attention to what's going on screen anyway.
You see everybody's eyes going like this?
Yeah. He don't pay attention when it's in front of him. He never has. I'm trying to tell him, dude, if you know, you call for scripture. Before you find it, 90% of the time, we don't have it on screen. But I know what he's doing. He got a note made at that page when he finds it. He got what he's going to talk about. Really not a good way to do the outline, because if that post gets gone, that page comes loose and gets missing. You just out of luck. The only reason I know that, because I see him set it up on Sunday morning. But, no, if you want to do that, once you have everything settled and you know what I mean, get familiar with it real good. If you want to throw it on screen, he'd appreciate it. I appreciate it. Everybody appreciate it.
The projector even on?
No, we don't turn it on Wednesday. What they started doing, but they would turn it on Wednesday.
I turn it off.
What they do, they would come out here to the box and flip the power, and the projector bulb has to cool down before you turn it off. If you don't, it cuts the light down that bulb in half. It'll blow it. They had that one up there for 6 months. I already had to put a bulb in it before they were turning it off. On Wednesday, they turned it on. They turned it off at the switch. They're on the same night when they hear it. They turned it off with the switch. I got the
switch.
Huh? In the panel box. Throw the power. Throw the power to the projector. Because it cuts it off.
Instead of letting it cool down?
Yeah. So when you don't let that bulb cool down, then you take life off the bulb. What was that?
Hmm. Your child.
All our outside players do. Activities have.
I'm well hydrated. See, I can tell by the amount of protrusion in my hand area.
Actually, I'm probably hydrated as I've ever been right now. I had 3 bottles of water in that big last night. That one I got in the car, that's my water. I had 3 of them last night.
It's good for you.
I bought one and
you back hurt?
Twice. Huh?
Did you back hurt?
Still hurt. Yeah, it hurt just a minute ago. Went and moved those 2 tables.
Maybe I'll just frog you one more time if we get better.
Now I gotta go down and secure the door. As soon as everybody gets inside.
Look at some things here tonight. In a dark room, a possession. Again, in verse number 9, verse number 10, he says, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God. We belong to the Lord tonight. He possesses us, like I said that way. And so our target in life as believers ought not be possessions, but it should be about a possessor, the Lord Jesus Christ. And it should be about Him having first place in our life. It should be about us relying upon the One who owns us. Don't lose sleep and don't give up
shit. So I can just take service truck and do what I gotta do. I'll be back just a minute. If you got a way to pressure it, I want to get out of the field. You can take your stuff and build them out there. I know you got to have a pretty good press to press that crap together so it don't leak.
Yeah, I'm sure they have. But like, putting the hoses on your shit ain't no problem. Because I used to do that for, I used to build grapples, bugger grapples. I could build 23 of those things in a day from scratch. You know what I'm talking about? Like, pan them, put them together, put them out. 23 in a day. Taking lunch.
But you're too good to feel.
See, they're starting off at $17 an hour. They'll give me $1 raise after about 30 days.
Not bad.
And there's some type of, he said that if I get in good with the mobile, he said he'd start me out at the mobile mechanic. You know, on track doing field work. He said, but if I do good with that, they'll put me, I'm running shotgun. But I'm running shotgun, you know, rambling somebody, rambling. He said, but if I do good with that, there's a bonus that the field workers get. So it would be 18 plus whatever that is. But the guy barely knows me. I don't know why he's trying to put me in a field position.
Apparently it's all something he likes.
He's on my boots. That's what he said to me. He said, I've seen your boots. And he started up talking to me. I was at the 76. He was like, what's that work to do? I said, I'm a welder. He said, oh yeah, what do you want? I said, tractor equipment. He said, no shit. And he's like, well, guess what, buddy, do you need a job? And I said, actually, I do. He's like, good. I just happened to see your boots, so I figured I'd ask you.
What did he take your boots in for getting dirty?
Yeah. I had a friend of my feet chopped off.
Huh?
I cut myself with a hatchet. Us.
Him and Lily.
Oh.
I call her Hillbilly. Lily Hillbilly.
You gentlemen, have a good week.
You too, bro.
See y'all pigs. Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Love y'all.
Love you too,
bro.
You want to go out to eat after this? On me.
Where you wanna go?
Where we go on Sunday morning, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
What we do?
And you got one more Sunday, right? This one and one more?
I don't matter to me, bro.
I'm on guard. Give me a gun. I wanna shoot him, Pappy. You got one to spare? We need to go shooting sometime.
Got a nice big old shotgun
right
beside the bed.
I don't need no shotgun.
I'd rather have a shotgun than a pistol
any day of the
week. All I gotta do is point it in the right direction. Hey, if you ain't gonna be accurate.
Yeah,
baby,
that's enough.
That's when you
wear
your
pants. Yeah, pants.
You know, I don't want them to hear the ch-ch. I want them to hear zoom as it goes by their head, but I miss.
It ain't no left.
Hey, I tell you what, me and Dad were shooting a 22 long rifle the other day. And oh my God, it wasn't this big, probably a year now.
Yeah.
But I put up a playing card right on the target. And we were standing. And he ain't a shot. Well, just leave it at that. He ain't a shot.
I can't shoot 22. You know, that's a freaking old toy, man. I got all my legs like.
Yeah. And I took my brother in law's AR-15, and I kid you not, iron sight. Okay. No type of optics, nothing. I took a spray paint can, put it out in the yard, and I walked it across the yard with three shots on the range.
Nice.
I mean, I threw it back in the woods, probably 80 yards. Easy.
Yeah. I can long rifle all day long.
Yeah.
Where do you shoot at?
Huh?
Where do you shoot at?
You got one over on 278.
Governor's Club?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't go in there. I'm not old enough.
You will be in a few months.
Oh, yeah.
One day we'll go shoot. I don't got no guns, but I'll leave that to you. I'll toss you a couple hundred bucks for ammo.
We'll take care of that.
We'll go get some. We really do need to go get some shooting practice in with everybody.
Yeah. No doubt.
Make sure everybody's.
Bible in the left, gun in the right.
Hey.
Take them out. Pow.
I don't want them pulling their gun, brother.
No. Oh, that's what Chuck and I was talking about. He said, I really need to know.
Yeah,
if my team can shoot.
Yeah.
I said, I agree. I don't, I mean, in this situation, with this many people around,
mm-hmm. It's dangerous to
you
not.
Gotta be,
yeah.
You gotta be close to your target. You can't be all over the dang place.
Yeah.
But like I said, we do need to have a church meeting with everybody.
To go out with the brotherhood.
Yeah. And not to identify us, but we need to identify to the church what to do in case something like that ever happens.
Don't jump and run.
Don't jump and run. You crawl under that
pew.
You're
in the best place you could be, either in that choir with all that in front of you, or down behind these pews.
Get down in the floor, and you hug that floor until and get up under the pew. Don't just get in the middle.
Absolutely.
Get up under the pew so it makes it a hard target to find, and you don't get up until we holler that it's clean.
Give us a chance to get a clear shot.
Yeah.
But I mean, you jump up and start running, you liable to run into a round coming down the line.
Exactly.
That's not the way it's supposed to be. And I promise you, would not one of us ever outlive the fact that we accidentally shot one of them because they were trying to leave.
Yeah.
And you can't.
Especially with all the drone shots sitting right here on the back row, because you hit a kid.
If they got
up to run, they'll be the first one to get hit.
You don't want that on your conscience for the rest of your life.
No.
I mean, It's one thing to have to take a life, and if you ain't never done it, it's a heart wrench.
Absolutely.
But on the other side of that, it's when you do it by an accident, it's even worse. I had a friend of mine driving home from work. A little girl got off the school bus, started to the house, decided she could come back and check the mail. The bus had done pulled away. He was coming up the road. He wasn't running 25, 30 miles an hour. She walked up to the mailbox to check the mail. Okay, she didn't step out in the street. She stuck her head around like this and opened the mailbox to look in it. The mirror from his truck hit her in the head.
Mm.
And that man went crazy. Mentally, I mean, it messed him up. The girl didn't die.
Right.
I mean, it injured her pretty bad.
You feel
but just because
that.
He bumped the child.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, he didn't do anything wrong. He wasn't speeding.
Right.
He wasn't drunk or anything like that.
Free
accident. I went home from work.
Right.
But because he made contact with a human body, And that's why I don't understand people who can run over a dog or a cat, or even a deer as far as that goes, and they just keep going.
Yeah, I don't have any remorse about it.
If you can run over a dumb animal that runs out in front of you by accident and you don't even try to brake or get out of the way, I'd hate to see what would happen if a child or a grown-up. I mean, we see what happens. Yeah. We pick them up all the time.
Yeah, I know you do.
I'm good.
Yeah, have a good night.
Oh, you need me to throw it away. I'm sorry. Yeah, you too, bro.
I ain't offering anyone. I want.
He's not going to do anything. Go ahead.
Yeah, he is.
Is he? Or did you move it?
Mm-hmm, he moved it.
I know what he's thinking. He's thinking, you know, really. Nope, we ain't got nothing. Go ahead and stop. We're not going to just sit and run dead air.